a father who is very much concerned about his son's bad grades in math, decides to register him at a Catholic school. After his first term there, the son brings home his report card. He is getting A's in math. The father is, of course, pleased, but he wants to know, why are your math grades suddenly so good? You know, the son explains, when I walked into the classroom the first day, and I saw that guy on the wall nailed to a plus sign, I knew one thing. This place means business. You may have heard this story before. Yeah. But that's my first time telling it. So the reason is we have to say something. The church says that after the gospel, the passion narrative, in the past, in fact, the priest did not preach. He was supposed to sit down and then to reflect on the reading. But it is allowed that we can preach. And perhaps to correct some impression, especially for that young man who thought that Jesus on the cross was frowning at people, or that Jesus is out there to get people if they misbehaved. But for us to understand that Jesus on the cross is there out of love for us. Jesus is on the cross, there, shedding his blood out of his love for us. It's important that we understand that. He shed his blood so much for his love. For many centuries, people have been spilling blood to get to God. You can remember the case of Abraham. You even remember when Jesus expelled people in the temple because they were sacrificing to appease God, sacrificing with animals and all that. But in the crucifixion, everything is reversed. It's not about sacrificing an animal, or even in the past, some human sacrifice. But God, in this case, spills his own blood. Jesus sheds his blood on the cross. And he did this out of his love for me and for you. That is why today is very important for all of us. There is another thing I want to talk about in the gospel. The last words that Jesus spoke. In Greek, the equivalent word for that, it is finished, is tetelestai. When John was writing the gospel, his audience understood when he used that word, or when Jesus used that word. Tetelestai, it is finished. In business, when people buy things and all that, just like when we buy something, you have a receipt, and there is something that is put on that receipt. You put a stamp. Sometimes the stamp says, paid, right? That's what you see on the receipt. So in those days, the time of Jesus, the time that Jesus used those words, the people understood what he meant. That it is finished means it is paid in full. And so what Jesus meant was that he has paid in full for our sins. Human sacrifices could not appease God. Even animal sacrifices could not appease God. But God had to come to him by himself and paid the full price for our salvation. And that is why we should be grateful. We must be thankful to God for what he did, that he paid in full for my sin. He paid in full for your sin. He paid in full for the sins of the world. And that's why we are here, to remember. And not just a mere remembering, but in actual fact, to relive, to reenact what Jesus did for us. So as we reflect on this, let us be aware what we are doing. Now, in the second reading, St. Paul says something about Jesus who emptied himself and took our nature. He emptied himself. He took away his Godhead, his divinity. He surrendered himself. The same way we are called to surrender. Jesus called us, God calls us, not to allow our anxieties, our worries, our problems, our concerns, our attachments. Let us detach from the things that pull us away from God like Jesus did. He detached himself and was able to do, to accomplish what God has sent him to do. You and I are called to do the same thing. To detach ourselves from anything that will be an encumbrance, a stumbling block that will make us to be united with Christ. Let us try and take that out of the way. And so that we will fully be fulfilling our mission, what God calls us to do. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.